Set, please come to order. Senate, please vote to signify that the Senator ain't. Senators, please vote to signify the presence this morning. All members have voted that are presently here. Please bring the members in. Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 14 senators present. Senator Eliason is excused from the call of the Senate today, but he is present.
May we stand for the invocation?
Lord, there was a beginning of this session, and now we are very near the end. Some goals were thought to be reasonable then. They may be unreasonable now. Some things we then thought were only desirable may now be absolute critical necessities. And some things we wanted may now be best put aside, however reluctantly. No one knows all this more than the senators seated here, O Lord, and no one knows more poignantly the present necessity of choice. We ask now that in the hours to come, you will give them clear minds and strengthened spirits, so that whenever the hour of adjournment comes, it may truly signal the achievement of reasonable and needed goals and represent the best efforts of this body in an imperfect yet wonderful world. Amen.
Senator Wright.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread on the journal. I think he said it good.
I think that's something of a record. Senator Fakes?
Yes, may I be shown as present, please, sir?
Senator Fakes, Helford, Brody, okay.
Same request.
Are there guests for introduction this morning? You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, in the far gallery is a long and valued friend of mine, a constituent, who I'm happy to see here in June to watch the end of the session. This is Nancy Brow.
Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me is a very distinguished Alaskan who is the Director of Health for the Municipality of Anchorage, Dr. Rodman Wilson.
Are there messages from the Governor?
There are no messages from the Governor today, Mr. President.
There are messages from the House. I might state that... Along with the messages of the House will be a lot of House bills that have been amended to be sent to the Senate because of the constitutional requirement of separate readings. Two bills are coming over that will have to go to finance and come up tomorrow's calendar. So in any event, we will be here tomorrow, at which time I believe it will be appropriate to take up a studied and examined, and every member will have a copy of the House amendments, and then we'll just go through it routinely to the bottom of them. Anyway, will the Secretary read the messages from the House presently? Some are not here yet. We can't seem to locate them.
The House passed and returned. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 87, Finance, making a special appropriation to the Forest Products Business Loan Guarantee Fund, reappropriating money from the Forest Products Business Loan Guarantee Fund effective date. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 336, Resources, Federal Crop Insurance, effective date. Senate Bill Number 343, title amended, premarital blood tests and representations on marriage license applications or forms, effective date. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 479, Finance, Forest Products Business Loan Guarantee Program. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 546, LNC, Automobile Service Corporations. Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 549, Rules, Games of Chance and Contests of Skill. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 45, Suspending Uniform Rule 41B of the Alaska State Legislature concerning Senate Bill Number 347, and Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 47, New Minimum Requirements for Graduation from a Public High School. The Senate concurred in the Senate amendments and passed the following. Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 299, Judiciary, amended Senate, defining sexual contact and sexual penetration effective date. Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 404, Resources, relating to fish, game, and other animals, effective date. Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 452, Transportation, making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for Phase 1 of the Nome Port Facility. Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 571, Judiciary, venue of actions in Superior Court and the number of Superior and District Court judges, effective date. Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 663, Finance, amended Senate, certain state housing loan programs. Conference Committee, the House adopted the Conference Committee report considering House Bill 707, thus passing Conference Committee substitute for House Bill number 707, an act relating to lobbying, effective date. And the House concurred in the Senate amendment on 705, Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 705, LNC, amended Senate, Real Estate Surety Fund. The House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill number 608, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to royalty oil contracts and approving the sale of Prudhoe Bay royalty oil by the State of Alaska to the Tesoro Alaska Petroleum Company and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill number 679 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the Municipal Bond Bank Authority and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
The others are concurrent messages that we only received part of them.
We have part of the message. They'll be on, most of the message will be on your desk an hour after session, and they'll be taken up tomorrow in the regular course of business, each and every one of them. Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Reports to standing committees?
There are no standing committee reports.
Does the Rules Committee need to have a standing committee report for the present calendar? We can proceed. Are there reports of special committees?
Yes, we have one.
We have one special committee. I believe it's just a pre-conference committee report.
May 30, 1984, Conference Committee Report. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee, considering CS for House Bill number 707, Finance Amended, and SES CS for House Bill 707, recommends Conference Committee Substitute for House Bill number 707 relating to a lobbying effective date be adopted. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, Senators Fisher and Fakes, Representative Bettisworth, Chairman, Representative Furness and Kopanen.
Is that conference committee wish to be on the desk for 24 hours? Senator Fahrenkamp says yes, so we'll leave it on your desk till tomorrow. We'll delay nothing. Senator, Rules Chairman.
Could we have a brief at ease, sir?
We'll be at ease. Halford?
Mr. President, I don't know what our procedure is going to be, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsiderations from yesterday's calendar be held over one legislative day. The reconsiderations were 432, a Senate bill, 512, the railroad bill, 589, and 684. Because I don't know whether we're going to consider staying or we're going to basically clean up and finish the bills, I just assume those bills weren't transmitted. We don't need to deal with them because some of them don't even take effect now anyway.
Senator Halford, are you willing to... You have floor, Senator.
For a question, is it the ruling of the chair that reconsiderations can be taken up in mass and held over, or...
I've discussed that. Under unanimous consent, it seems to me that that is correct. There's no objection at all to the reconsiderations, and he's named each one, each number. We can do that.
I have no objection, Mr. President.
No other objection?
Mr. President, could we just read those again? I had 432, 512, 589, and 684. Is that correct?
Please do.
The ones on reconsideration are...
Senator Ferguson.
I object. I'd like to take a 512 at this time.
Do you have an objection to us waiting for the Rules Committee to be here so we don't have to call the House? Senator Ferguson.
What's that?
Could we recess for the Rules Committee meeting and then take up your motion? Would you hold your motion in abeyance till everyone's here, then, Senator?
I'll withdraw the motion for that.
Yes. We'll recess to call the chair a few minutes for a Rules Committee meeting.
Where were we at recess, Mr.
Recess. We'd ask Senator Helfer to withhold his motion and Senator Ferguson to withhold his motion until everybody could be here because the Rules Committee had officially been let out. That's where we were, Senator.
Well, Mr. President, it's my intent to ask that we adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I'll make that motion after
those two are there. Yeah. Yes, thank you. No attempt to. You have four, Senator.
I take my reconsideration and send and House. Just a second.
Thanks.
House Bill 512.
It has to be taken up. Secretary, in order. Secretary Reed, House Bill 512 is amended by the Senate.
Senate CS for House Bill number 512, Finance, amended Senate, an act establishing the Alaska Railroad Corporation to manage and operate the Alaska Railroad and providing for an effective date on third reading and reconsideration.
Before you, Senator Reed.
I would move that the reconsideration be held one legislative day.
No objection. All right, you have floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the other
Excuse me?
Mr. President,
yes,
I asked to bring up 512 today, and the majority leader asked it to be held for one legislative day.
I apologize. You were sitting.
I have the prerogative of asking that it be brought up today.
Senator?
The reconsideration was brought up, sir, and I asked it to be held over.
I object.
We have a little of these.
Yes.
Come back to order. The motion, it's been a long night for many of us, the motion has been to take it up at this time, and there is objection. Or no, the motion has been to hold it over till tomorrow, I apologize, and there is objection to that. Is there a debate on that question? You have floor, Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, when I reconsidered the bill, I assumed the House was going to be here. And I'm bringing up the bill now, and assuming that the House will come back 3 days, but I think we should have the bill ready for the House should they come back.
Of course, Senator.
Well, Mr. President, if we're going to have it ready for them in 3 days, we could have it ready for them tomorrow just as well as we can today. And at the request of some of the members here, they wanted to analyze and to see where perhaps the House bill was acceptable and would not necessitate bringing them back.
You have floor, Senator Kelly.
From a procedural matter, Mr. President, there was nothing that would prohibit us from passing 512 as the Senate amended it, then at a further date accepting the House version of the bill, is there?
No, that is correct. Analysis correct. You have floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. My concern wasn't with 512. It was with the other bills that have been treated differently on the House now, and I could probably address that in another motion. I don't have a problem with transmitting 512, but that's not one of those that has been dealt with very differently by the House and combined in other bills. So.
You have floor, Senator.
May we stand at ease?
We'll be at ease. Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess to the call of a chair for purposes of a leadership caucus.
Yes, sir, Senator.
There'll be a minority caucus as well.
There'll be a minority caucus. You have the floor, Senator Ziegler.
Well, I just want to get a time on the fix. I mean, can we go out for lunch or if nobody's back by quarter?
We'll be back in 12, 15 minutes. We were back in 5 or 6 yesterday.
Fine and dandy, yes, well, thank you.
Yes. Excuse me. Senator,
do that. I wonder if we could certify the journal so we make it legal.
Thank you. Senator Joseph, I have not certified the journal, so could we hold for that so the Secretary can handle this?
I certify as to correctness of the journal for the 143rd legislative day.
Senator
Ray. I move the journal for the 143rd legislative day be approved as certified.
Something of substance. We'll be at recess to call the chair. Senate, will please come back to order. Before us, Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I
Move my objection to the reconsideration motion on House Bill 512.
Be held over till tomorrow without objection. As you know, there are two bills, at least the minimum, that are have come over that will have to be on tomorrow's calendar also. So there's... You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsiderations or the availability of reconsideration on Senate Bill 432, 512, 589, and 684 be held one legislative day.
There is no objection. You have the floor, Senator. There is objection.
Just for the purpose of bringing to the attention that by that we are reconsidering a Senate bill, and I think it's just a tactic to delay it one more day, but I don't object to it.
432, Senate bill.
Senators, there is no objection. There's a notation, but no objection. We will hold those over. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, for the record, I believe that the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 452 was released yesterday, and we committee substitute for House Bill 589, reconsideration, is to be held one day. Pardon?
Is that me?
Do you want to do this legally, or you just want to take a chance?
We do wish to do it legally. We wish to do it properly.
Take up the reconsideration on 589, House Bill 589.
Read 589.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 589, Finance, Alaska Power Authority, authorizing construction of the Wautauna and Bradley Lake hydroelectric projects and providing for an effective date on third reading and reconsideration.
Senator Reed.
Move that the reconsideration be held over until tomorrow's calendar.
No objection.
Take up the reconsideration on House Bill 661.
The floor, Senator.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 661, Finance Amended Senate, authorizing the construction of the Kinnick Arm Crossing and relating to the acquisition, construction, equipping, and maintenance of toll facilities funded by revenue bonds and providing toll collection authority. Third reading on reconsideration.
Move that the reconsideration be held one legislative day.
Objection.
Take up the reconsideration on House Bill 684.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 684, Finance, Special Appropriations to the Alaska Power Authority and providing for an effective date on third reading on reconsideration.
Move the reconsideration be held one legislative day.
No objection.
Parliamentary inquiry. The reconsideration on House Bill 512 has been effectuated. Is there any other reconsiderations?
432.
Move the reconsideration of Senate Bill 432 be taken up this time.
Secretary, read the bill.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 432, Rules, Protection of Consumers of Goods, Services, and Securities, in third reading on reconsideration.
Move the reconsideration be held on a legislative day.
Without objection.
Is there any other business come before the Senate?
Senator Down Bennett?
It has short.
Seeking floor, then Senator Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee will meet tomorrow morning, taking up committee substitute for House Bill 608 and House Bill 679.
Senator Rohde, you seeking floor?
Mr. President, a question through the chair to the floor leader. Is it the intention of the floor leader to hold over the entire calendar until tomorrow?
Senator Ray?
Yes, it is.
You have floor, Senator Bennett.
If I might add, at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
8:30, yes. Senator Ray.
Nail it down instead of let it float.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the calendar be held one legislative day.
Objection. No objection. So ordered. Is there unfinished business? Are there announcement committee meetings now besides those, Senator Bennett? Are there items under special orders? You have the floor,
Mr. President, I would like permission of the board to talk about fishing.
There's no objection.
Ask unanimous consent. I notice I have two newspapers here. One is the Ketchikan Daily News, and I see they're halfway through their derby, and the person in lead has a 48-pound king salmon, which, you know, is not too small of a fish. I have the Sitka Sentinel here, which says that they're halfway through their derby, and a lady here has a 56-pound king salmon. Thank you very much.
I move those remarks be struck from the record.
Without objection, you have floor, Senator.
Could we have brief at ease?
Sure, we'll be at ease. Yeah, far, Senator.
I ask unanimous consent that I may be given leave to address the deferral of the calendar to tomorrow.
Yeah, far, Senator.
Mr. President, so that the public may be aware as to the Senate's proceeding in the way we are proceeding, we find that the House acted on a vast array of subjects, working the night through 6 o'clock in the morning. Obviously, the Senate has not had an opportunity to review those measures, to see the budget implications of the House passed bills, to compare the House versions of essential legislation with the Senate version of essential legislation. Were we to proceed with a calendar today and to react, there is the danger that we might make mistakes which would jeopardize the public interest because we would be working in haste as the House worked last night. There is also the danger that we would be reacting emotionally because of feelings that it would have been in the public interest for the House to remain in session today and to work to a joint resolution of this session. That was not done, and there was a unilateral adjournment, and in the light of that, rather than to respond emotionally or too hastily or to get involved in reactions that would not be reactions on the merits of the public interest, it's thought better to proceed with our seasoned review and to come back tomorrow rested and able to address these issues on their merits. And that is the reason why we are deferring the calendar. I might finally say, Mr. President, that of course under the Constitution, the House action does not leave the Senate without remedies, but the decision as to what remedies under the Constitution should be invoked, if any, has not been made. That decision could influence the course of legislation. One decision obviously would require us to concur in House versions of the bill, even though those versions are imperfect. Another course of action would be to ask the House to complete the business of the legislature, and in that event, we could polish up the House work and put the bills in a better version than the House left them. Until we reach a consensus on that, it would be silly to try to deal with those bills on the floor. Those are the reasons why we are going to adjourn shortly until tomorrow morning. Thank you, Mr. President.
And Rody?
The same privilege, Mr. President. I was going to object to holding the calendar over, but since Senator Josephson is telling us that he is unsure that the majority can hold its passions in check as we deal with the calendar, perhaps that is a good reason to hold it over. Mr. President, on a more serious note, I think there are a number of bills that really aren't affected by House action, and I'm not going to quibble over them, but I think it would be better if we did them, if it is the will of the majority, not to do them today. It just does prolong the session, and I would hope we could get on with the business as soon as we can. Thank you.
Since I am here alone and my family is in Anchorage, I will have to hold my passions in check for a moment.
Senator A.
Mr. President, privilege of the floor just to comment on the same thing.
Yeah, floor, Senator A.
I think that it also should be pointed out to the public that there is a serious question of germaneness that exists, and that there was a terrific amount of bill stripping and title changing and in order for us to look at the messages from the House, this is just part of them that we have here, that we're going to have to go through it and see just exactly what situation we are before we can proceed. With that, if there's no other business to come before the Senate, I move we adjourn to 10 a.m. tomorrow.
We're adjourned till 10 a.m. Thank you.